This is Description, episode 76 from March 10th, 2010, with material recorded March 8th. And it's been so fucking long, I forgot how to open the show. So, welcome. This is Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hi, I'm Valerie and I'm in Toronto. I just left my building and hey, it's been a while, huh? Yeah, it's been a couple months. And I have the material for the next episode I want to do. I mean, I have it already, it just has to be edited together, but it hasn't really happened yet, so I'm gonna try to explain briefly in this walk what's been going on. The short answer is, stuff as good as could possibly be. If you had lunch with me at PodCamp Toronto a couple weeks ago, all of this will be redundant. Okay, so that excludes three of you. So for the rest of you, here's what happened. remember this is going to be sort of mini walking the walk here. Remember walking the walk, I mentioned that my ex in San Diego met somebody. Still with her, going fine. And, well, he suggested to me to get onto this dating website that he was on. And I'll tell you right off, it's Plenty of Fish. And so you really ought to do that. And I was like, yeah, I suppose I could, blah, blah, blah. I've been on other dating sites, but I really hadn't done anything with it. And, but then sometime like early December or something, like when I didn't know what I was going to do with my life from month to month, I pretty much run out of money, didn't know where I was going to go. Yeah, that's the time to start signing on to a site, huh? But I don't know, something clicked and so I decided to. And, you know, met up with some okay people online. No dates really came out of it, but you know, I'm not really quick on the draw, that kind of thing. And then somebody else turned up on this site. Saw this profile that I thought was pretty interesting. Just seemed to get a good energy off of it for some reason. And so part of what Plenty of Fish forces you to do is to actually send a message to the person you are looking at. It's not necessarily a matter of, you know, just a wink or a smile or one of these passive ways of sending stuff that I would do. They actually have to say something. So I sent something and then he sent something back and then I sent something back. And so by this point, it's the middle of December and it's days away from when I go home to Ohio for Christmas. And so this guy is British, and he's been in the country for a bit more than a year, and was a pretty interesting guy, and thought that I was incredibly interesting as well. And so when we finally, well, we don't finally, this all happened pretty fast, decide to go out, it was like we had a couple more days before I went to Ohio for Christmas and he went back to England for Christmas. He was going to go for 3 weeks. And I was like, well, now I'm not a pushy person in such circumstances, but I went, you know, do you think maybe we could get together before we go? Like, on the Sunday, we each going to be leaving on Tuesday. like just to, you know, meet up and like, you know. And he goes, yeah, okay, sure. And so we set something up for Sunday night, and it was going to be down here at Popper's, but then he called back and went, oh no, I made this commitment with my roommates that we were going to have sort of a goodbye sort of thing, goodbye for the holiday sort of thing. I already made that commitment. Would you mind terribly at all if you could come up into North York? And I was like, yeah, okay. Because we weren't trying to put too much pressure on this first date thing. So it wasn't like a big sort of, you know, loss of first impression to do this. And, you know, it might have been kind of a safety net for each of us anyway. So I go up, almost next door to where I used to work at ABC. And so I met him. And he was way better looking than the picture. And man, it just all went as well as it possibly could have. Date lasted for 20 hours. And I came back here and had to get ready to go home. And so I went home. And about a week went by, and then got some internet in Ohio and was like looking him up and stuff, and found him on MSN Messenger, which I barely ever use, and then I came back up here and then he turned up on MSN Messenger, and we start chatting. And we keep chatting on and on and on. And that turned into Skype. That turned into Skype video. And things just kept going. And his stay in England was extended. One, because he had a chance to meet with a sports psychologist that he wanted to meet up with. So that delayed things. And then he was going to help his brother move to Spain, and then broke his wrist while helping his brother move to Spain. So he was stuck back in his parents' place for another week before he could come back here. So he ended up staying there for about 6 weeks. All the while, every day or every other day, chatting or phoning or Skyping or whatever. And man, it was just, wow. And so then he came finally. I didn't know if this would ever come, but he finally came back. And I actually met him at the airport. I didn't have a car or anything to take. But I suggested this a couple weeks prior. And he was like, wow, really? That would be great. Yeah, that would be great for you to meet me at the airport. That would be awesome. And so, yeah, so we met at the airport. And, you know, there was kind of some kind of nervousness about, well, what's that going to be like now, you know? But it was like picked up right where we left off. His hair was a little bit longer, and he obviously had a cast on his arm, but everything else was the same. It was just, man. And so a little more time passed. A little more time. And so you know me. I'm 42 now. My birthday has happened. He's 35. But he's been around the block. He came to Canada, although he had been here because at some point, because his brother lived here for a while, but he came here initially to get married more than a year ago, and to this girl he'd met in the Dominican Republic years prior, and then they got back together, and it all went very, very badly. But he wanted to stay in Canada, so he's an immigrant. And he has a visa, so he's cool. But he's in the middle of this immigrant experience of discovering Canada. And he plays snooker. And he just got a new job on Bay Street. And he's played in metal bands, singing. And there's a whole lot. Man cooks like a motherfucker. Awesome. And he's just... It's like, I don't know, man. Sometimes we'll say stuff to each other, and the other person will be like, all right, that's really weird because that's pretty much what I was thinking. Or I was gonna just say that, or it's really weird. And you never think you're gonna run across someone who even briefly will just completely accept you for, you know, however you look and however you talk and however you walk and however you think. And, but that's just, that's what's happening. And the same thing, me with him. And he's amazed by that. And so we were like, well, we're kind of grown-ups here. And this is looking pretty strong. So let's just go with this. And so middle to end of February, we moved in together. I know! And now you would think, based on my history of being on my own, that this would be a really weird, gigantic, seismic transition. And it is, but it really doesn't feel like it. It's been, everything that has defined this has been how natural it has felt. That's the best word I can use to define this. Even though it's freakishly different from anything I have ever experienced, it's just felt right. I don't know whatever fucking cliche I can use here. It sounds ridiculous listening to myself, but I can't really care about that, can I? It was kind of a combination of, you know, what I had been working on. The last Walking the Walk, I said, man, something's got to fucking change, you know? So there's got to be something about how I am or feel about myself or handle myself that's just got to change, right? And so I've been kind of working on that, you know, as much as you can, I suppose. And so I've been pretty cool and pretty zen and pretty okay. I mean, there's been some difficult times, but... So part of it was that, and part of it was this. Guys, I swear to God, if I give you no... I have no place to give any advice on anything, but you know what, guys? It is a fucking crapshoot. Honestly. It is a crapshoot. You might be going, oh, I don't look good enough, or I look like this, or if I didn't tell myself up like that, or if I smelled like this, or... No! On any given day, it can happen. Because I didn't change, because besides the stuff that I just told you about, I'm running across the street, there's no difference. I didn't do anything special, except just taking just a tiny bit of initiative. And it was cool. But what were the chances, you know? I mean, if I'd gone, well, maybe we'll get together when we get back from our respective countries and stuff, and I don't know if I'd be in this position right now. I don't know. So there's something to be said for taking a chance, but really, honestly, I mean, what were the chances of who I was going to run across, and and how he was going to accept me and how I was going to accept him and how this was going to be a team thing and how this would move so fast and you know? Honestly, guys, it's a fucking crapshoot. I'm the same person that I was. But this has happened. And I'm cool with it. And we'll see what happens. I mean, it hasn't been like all, you know, stardust and roses here, but it's been pretty fucking great. I am here at the Annex Club because he's been working on a new tip for his cue. Working on getting that in because we're going to be going to a tournament in Mississauga on the weekend. So this is here in the middle of the Annex. The Annex Billiards Club is on top of Sobeys, what used to be Blockbuster. It's been here for ages and ages and ages. One of those places you walk by and you don't think about. You think that ne'er-do-wells go up there or something. That may be true to an extent. But not to as much of an extent as you think. So I'm going up there and meet up with him. And so here's the thing. So life has happened. I've heard plenty of podcasters or people who've run websites or whatever going, you know, I haven't been able to put out a new show or work on anything because life just happened. And I hadn't been able to figure out what exactly that meant. I still can't exactly tell you what that means, but that's exactly what happened. There's just stuff that just comes up in your life. And so I've been working on the weekly podcast, the Movies for the Blind, but it's been hard and I've got to rearrange the schedule. I got to start doing this more during the week instead of weekends. And then I'm doing that and that's cool. As for description, fuck, I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to get this show done. I know there's at least two others I want to do. I don't know when I'm going to have a chance to do it. I must. But life happened. And it's fucking awesome. So there'll be a point where I integrate more of this into life. And if I can't, I'll let you know. But this is kind of been the situation, and guys, it's just, it's pretty fucking great, and I'm cool with it. So thanks for bearing up with this. You know the blog descriptiontoronto.com if I throw in anything word wise to update you with. Otherwise, man, I wish some of this shit for you guys. I know a lot of you do have this and I just couldn't relate to it, and now I guess I can. So yeah, so thanks. And take care. Tony, good. Thanks, you see you. Hey, John. How you doing? Of course. Well, he doesn't get any chance, you know, while he's here, so. I meant to ask you, actually, Tony.